Are all parties here? There's one in the waiting room. Good morning. We're here for a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling
Recording in progress.
Scheduling and procedural matters for a matter, appeal number MUP 22003 associated with our public hearing for CF 31442. My name is Ryan Vansel, and I'll be the hearing examiner presiding over this matter. If I could ask the party representatives to introduce themselves, starting with the appellant, please.
I'm Sam Jacobs of Helsel Fetterman, representing the appellant and the property owner.
Harriet Berger, I'm a homeowner on 71st Street, and I'm representing myself and all the other owners here.
All right, let me clarify. Mr. Jacobs, you said you're the representative for the appellant?
I'm sorry, no, the applicant.
Okay, yes, I had asked for the appellant to introduce themselves. So I understand, Ms. Berger, you are the appellant, correct?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Jacobs, you're the representative for the applicant. Is that correct?
My mistake. I misheard.
I
apologize.
I've seen you in here before, so I had my assumptions, but I don't want to pigeonhole you at your representation. All right. And also for the department, for the city, the representative for the department present. I see Ms. Garrett is here, and I have her in our system as a representative. And maybe you're connecting to audio. We'll pause and let Ms. Garrett connect. Ms. Garrett, are you the representative for the department? If so, can you unmute and please state your name for the record? Or if there's another representative for the city.
Tammy Garrett is representing the city.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So we are, again, as I said, we're here for a pre-hearing conference. There was an appeal filed for, it's our case number MUP 22003 related to permit number 303-4865-LU. And I have had a chance to review the appeal that was filed. Typically, in a pre-hearing conference, the purpose is for scheduling purposes. We are going to identify exhibits and witnesses and schedule for the hearing, et cetera. I do have a preliminary question, though, and want to clarify with the appellant, what decision are you appealing?
There are numerous decisions being made on this project.
Right. Let me ask you to pause, Ms. Berger. Trying to introduce a citizen to the vagaries of our permit system can be a little challenging. So, recognizing that there are multiple aspects to a project or issues that are considered, when I'm asking what decision, there is typically a final decision that is identified in the Seattle Code that gives you a right to appeal. What decision are you appealing?
Our primary concern is the change of the zoning.
Okay. So, is it the change of zoning that you're concerned with? Is that what you're challenging?
Is that a final decision from the city?
It is not. We have a public hearing set for July 6th, and we will accept public comment at that time. If that is your concern, you will be able to provide comment at that time, and we can remove this appeal from the system and return your fee. If there's another decision that you're appealing, I'll need you to identify that today.
Okay, let me just ask another question then. Is the six floors of the building a final decision?
Ms. Berger, I am not familiar with the project. I am waiting to, you know, my job is to hear argument from the parties. The department and the applicant are familiar with it. Assumably, if you file an appeal, you're familiar with it, and I'm the least informed on the project in the room. So, but procedurally, though, I'm looking at your appeal, and just I'm not seeing a particular decision identified, and that's what raised a flag for me that you may have been wanting to comment on the project, which is permitted during the public hearing, but that there may not have been a specific permit-related or review decision that had been issued that you were challenging.
Okay, being new to this process and seeing that there was very little community outreach, I think I made a stab at it trying to get our concerns over again. Can you inform me, anyone here on this, seated here today, what decisions have been made, or is it all still in flux?
Perhaps Ms. Garrett can clarify the status of the project with regard to permitting.
Yes, as outlined in the public notice that was issued with the decision, it explains what items are appealable in regards to this proposal, and what items are a recommendation to the hearing examiner. Do you by chance have a copy of the notice that was sent that was included with the decision?
I do not.
Mr. Examiner, would it be helpful if I pull that notice up?
You can try. We'll proceed along these lines just for a bit, and then we'll just have to go into scheduling mode, assuming that there is an appeal, and setting a schedule, because it's not within my power to simply just investigate an appeal during a pre-hearing conference.
Understood.
Do you want to share a screen with that, Ms. Garrett, when you bring it up?
Yes, once I get it up.
Thank you.
Mr. Examiner, while she's doing that, I guess I would ask a preliminary question along these same lines. Would you entertain an oral motion at this pre-hearing conference?
Possibly, depending on the nature of it. I've just had this discussion recently with the department. Typically, if it's a motion related to clarification of issues or something along those lines, we do usually address that in pre-hearing conference. But if there's a motion to dismiss an appeal in its entirety or something along those lines, I typically require that to be in writing.
Thank you.
But if you are going to make that type of motion, we can get to that in a discussion, and that may help us with this conversation.
All right. That was my objective.
Hello, can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is a copy of the notice that was issued with the decision and recommendation report from SDCI, and this proposal includes administrative design review, CEPA review, and a rezone recommendation. And as it notes here, the decision to conditionally approve the administrative design review of the project and to issue a determination of non-significance with conditions are appealable to the hearing examiner. So I think at this time, what the hearing examiner is asking is, are you, what items are you appealing as it relates to the decision and recommendation?
That's correct, Ms. Garrett. So with that clarification from the notice, is the appellant able to clarify what decision they're appealing? Or were they attempting to file comments concerning the approaching rezone? And that's a question directed to you, Ms. Berger.
Yes, I understand. The decisions are conditional from the administrative design review, is that correct?
I'm not able to comment further on this record.
What I'm reading here is the decisions are conditionally approved.
Yes, Ms. Berger, the decision report identifies the conditions at the end of the report. And there are design review related conditions, there are land use conditions, as well as recommendations to the hearing examiner related to the rezone component of this project.
This is leaving me somewhat speechless as I've already gone through this process. As you know, this has caused a lot of concern. So I am possibly going to say that if things have been conditionally approved and we expect, and I know you're not allowed to answer this, but we are going to hope that the hearings and the outreach would be more extensive.
All right. Ms. Berger, I'm going to ask you to pause there. Ms. Garrett, can you unshare your screen, please?
Sure.
Okay. Ms. Berger, given that you're pro se or representing yourself in this matter, you do have a right. There are rights to appeal that are identified in the notice. I was asking you if you could clarify them. You've not done that today, but that is not typically required at a pre-hearing conference. I was just asking for clarification if you had intended to file comments instead, but you're not able to answer that at this time, and that's fine. Preserving your right to appeal, let's proceed with scheduling. But I do want to ask Mr. Jacobs first if he has any comments on the conversation, anything to add to the conversation at this time.
I guess one question for you. If I were to make an oral motion with them, if it was denied, would that be to the prejudice of bringing on a written motion?
No, not at all, Mr. Jacobs. The it's purely procedural that I would deny it, saying that I wouldn't accept an oral motion along those lines. But it would certainly, you're right to do that later with, if I'm saying you can't do it here, I'm not going to say you can't do it later.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I would have a comment. I'll address this both to the examiner and to Ms. Berger. When I read the statement denominated as an appeal, what I believe Ms. Berger was objecting to was the rezone itself. While admittedly there are some passing references to things that are environmental issues and some passing references to things that conceivably could be design review issues, the thrust, the gravamen, the relief requested all point to the rezone. Because this is a mandatory hearing situation where the hearing examiner must hold a hearing and anyone who's interested in the proceedings is allowed to present their opinions, information, witnesses, testimony, evidence, that all of the neighbors, including Ms. Berger, have full opportunity to send written submissions in or to come to the hearing on July 6th and to present information. And on that basis, I thought it might be appropriate just to streamline the process to dismiss, to the extent this is an appeal, to dismiss it for failure to state a claim for which a relief can be granted, for failure to identify the matters being appealed, and failure to bring the matter within the jurisdiction of the hearing examiner to the examiner.
Ms. Berger, as appellant, Mr. Jacobs is raising a concern about the appeal. This is your opportunity to respond to that and let me know if you have a response at this time to that motion and or if that helps you understand the procedural status of your appeal.
I can comment on that, and that is these processes are quite confusing. You all have spent your lives going through this, and I have not. But when we commented before in meetings about this, very little was taken into account. And I was hoping maybe I could approach you on a different level. I did have assistance with getting my comments organized. I do not know why this is now a problem, and it was an ex-lawyer who was helping me, but nonetheless, here we are. We'll go back to simply commenting as the public, and the public will get possibly no relief on this. So I think that just can stop the procedural matter, which is,
yes, Ms. Berger, please do not. You have filed an appeal. You have a procedural stance now where you have an appeal and you can proceed with it, but at some point you're going to need to explain under the law why you have a right to that appeal and whether you're pro se or not. I've attempted to try to do that here today. I'm not sure that you're prepared to do that, and therefore I will not entertain the motion from the applicant. We will proceed next with setting a schedule. In which case, and of course, the first thing we'll set a schedule for is a motion calendar, and I expect that the applicant and or the city will be filing a motion to dismiss in writing that you will have an opportunity to respond to and to provide that response at that time. All right. Just know that there is a difference between commenting at a hearing, which you have an absolute right to attend to and comment, and a right to appeal something that is in the code and to challenge that with evidence, witnesses, etc. And if you're prepared to do the latter, I'm here to do that, but you will need to be prepared to explain how you are prepared to do that. Let's proceed with calendaring. First question, does any party plan to bring a pre-hearing motion?
Yes, we are.
All right. Applicant, when would you like to submit your motion?
I'm going to defer to Scott Johnson with our firm. I'm heading out of town, so Scott will be pulling the oar on that. Scott, what do you think?
Well, I'd like as much time as possible in my schedule, 2 weeks, if possible.
Well, we have a public hearing on July 6th for the rezone, so I'm assuming we need to get a decision before that. So, if you're going to take 2 weeks, I'm guessing Ms. Berger will ask for 2 weeks, and then you'll get another week for a reply, and I'm not going to have much time to get you a decision before the hearing.
Actually, Ms. Berger will be 2 weeks. I will not be here in this country.
Or we could run into strike, it's an option. If you need time to address this motion, we can strike your July 6th hearing and move the public hearing to another date, but typically applicants don't want to see that happen.
No, we would prefer to, I think, keep it on the 6th. Well, Ms. Berger, when are you, may I ask, when are you going out of town, out of the country?
I'm leaving in July 22nd.
I'm sorry, Ms. Berger, you said July 22nd?
Yes.
Oh, this will be resolved much earlier than that. Okay. We're talking weeks, and this is, we're now on May 25th, so we have the month of June to resolve this. Was it Mr.
Johnson?
Johnson. So what's your proposed date to file the motion? I don't compel that.
Tuesday, June 7th.
All right, the motion will be filed by the applicant on Tuesday, June 7th. Ms. Berger, when will you be able to provide a response to that? The rules provide typically that a motion would have 7 days to respond, but I understand that you're operating pro se, and when it's a motion to dismiss an entire appeal, we typically extend that out to 2 weeks.
I would respond to that. Probably within, what's a reasonable time, 2 weeks?
Did you hear what I said about scheduling? I'll repeat myself. The rules provide for 7 days to respond to a motion. Ms. Berger, commonly, if a representative is pro se, like yourself, and or it is a motion to dismiss an entire appeal, which I anticipate with this, we extend that to 2 weeks. What would you like?
If it is a motion to dismiss everything, I would prefer the 2 weeks.
Okay, that would be June 21st. Mr. Johnson, when can you provide a reply?
Well, to give you the most time for July 6th, should be able to reply by the 27th.
How about the 24th?
Or the 24th.
This doesn't seem like a particularly complicated motion.
No.
Can you do the 24th?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did affirm that.
All right. We'll do the reply June 24th. Let's proceed with other scheduling matters. To anticipate for the hearing how much time we need, Ms. Berger, how many witnesses do you plan on calling, and how many documents will you be seeking to introduce as exhibits?
Out of my area, possibly five. Does it have to be exact?
Not today. I just need an estimate so I know how much time to set aside.
5 to 10. There were 20-some letters written about this. We've been working on this property since 2016, but I would say at a minimum 5 and a maximum 15. How's that?
And what, and if help me understand the nature of the comments, will they, or the testimony, do you anticipate any of those to be expert witnesses?
I have 2, possibly 3 expert witnesses, expert being architect, builders, so on. I believe you've heard from them before in letters, but yes, I hope.
And approximately how much time do you think the witnesses will be testifying?
I would say 5 minutes each would probably be.
Okay. Applicant, same question for you. How many witnesses, how many documents might you seek to introduce as exhibits?
That's a little hard for us because we don't know, unlike an appeal when you know sort of what you're looking at, because this is an open record kind of hearing, we're not sure what the comments will be that we will want to respond to. But I would think between 3 and 6 witnesses, probably not more than that, and documents, again, depending on what is testified, you know, what comments are brought in at the hearing, maybe 5 to 10. Again, many of which will probably be in the project file. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that in this type of proceeding, on the rezone particularly, the entire city file becomes part of the record.
For the rezone, yes, for the rezone it will be. The record may or may not be joined, although these are consolidated for purposes of procedure, depending on the stance, assuming that the appeal goes forward. The appeal portion of the hearing is going to be set, is, you know, even though we may open the public hearing and then close it and go, we'll probably open the public hearing and then close it or continue it until we finish the appeal hearing. Because, I'm not fully sure whether we're hearing just comments on the rezone or if we're addressing appeal issues, but I will likely, if the appeal survives the motion practice, have the appeal hearing first and then move into the public hearing for the rezone.
So, again, most of our comments, I think, will be in the form of rebuttal or explanation, most of our testimony and exhibits will be in the form of rebuttal or explanation. So it is a little bit hard for us to judge, but again, I would think 3 to 6 witnesses, maybe up to 15 exhibits.
Okay. Ms. Garriott, same question for the city. Approximately how many? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
You're right. Go ahead.
I'm anticipating possibly 3 witnesses, technical experts, and we'll be submitting the documents in anticipation for an appeal as well as public files. So it'll be the public record.
Okay. Very good. Well, we already have a date set for the hearing, July 6th. What I will do for the schedule is, typically for a rezone, we set aside a hearing for, say, 2 or 3 hours. I will extend the schedule for that through the end of the day for July 6th so that we have a full day for hearing. And I believe we can gain some time as well by setting aside, if necessary, July 7th as well, the following day, is available.
Good. Thank you.
So I'll set aside now 2 days for hearing. Noting that the stance of just note for the parties that there are 2 hearings, essentially, even though that we're doing them on the same day and for procedural purposes, notice, et cetera, we're consolidating them. The appeal will happen in its own time, and then there will be a public comment opportunity on the rezone separately. If the appeal does not survive the motion practice, we will probably just have 1 day set aside for the hearing on July 6th. Even though I'm hearing, what I'm hearing is we have a probable, if all we have is the rezone hearing and not an appeal, then what I'm hearing is we have anywhere between 5 to 15 citizens who will be commenting on the rezone. And I don't see that we need that much more time for the city to present its overview of their work and or the applicant to provide its overview of the project. And I don't spend a lot of time at these hearings, the public hearings, on rebuttal, cross-examination, etc. It's a public hearing as opposed to an appeal. So they're handled differently. We will get to that. I will explain that more probably on the day of the hearing, how we will be doing it. I may issue an additional pre-hearing order with additional instructions if we find ourselves in both appeal and rezone hearings. But if we're just in the rezone hearing, I will explain how that will proceed more on that day. Two more deadlines we need to set. Submission of witness and exhibit list.
Witnesses.
Yes.
Exhibits. Thank you.
And those will be due by the appellant, Ms. Berger, June 22nd. And the city and applicant respondents, June 29th.
And that's exhibits and witnesses?
Yes.
And, but that just pertains to the appeal hearing?
That's correct. That's correct. There's no requirement for those for a public hearing. On the date of a public hearing, I assume I will hear from both the applicant and the city, and there will be an opportunity for public comment. No one needs to register or indicate that they'll be participating in advance. For the appeal hearing, the witness and exhibit lists are due on those respective dates of June 22nd and 29th. There will be instructions on how to submit those to the Office of Hearing Examiner included in the pre-hearing order. The opportunity, the parties will be submitting both electronically and hard copy files with the Office of Hearing Examiner, copies of their exhibits on those days. So any exhibits related to the appeal will be filed by the appellant on June 22nd. And the same responsibility will fall for the city and the applicant on June 29th. In addition to the lists that you will submit. A witness list lists all of the witnesses you intend to call for the appeal. An exhibit list lists all of the exhibits. Anything not included on those lists will not be admitted at the appeal hearing. Again, you do not need to list anything for the rezone comment hearing. Are there any questions about our procedure before I go back over the dates we have set? All right, hearing no questions, we'll go back over our calendar that we've set. Please let me know if I get any dates wrong or if we need to set anything else differently. I have now a motion calendar set for Tuesday. The applicant will submit a motion June 7th. Response is due June 21st. The reply is due June 24th. We have the next date that is a due date is the exhibit and witness lists and exchange of exhibits by the appellant, June 22nd. Same item for the city and applicant, June 29th. And then we have a hearing dates set aside for July 6th and July 7th. Do those dates comport with what you have in your notes from what we've discussed?
They do.
Yes.
All right. Ms. Berger, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions or is there anything else that we need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference? All right. One thing I will address is we will be holding this hearing by remote, by Zoom. I don't think I'm going to offer this. We're trying to get into hybrid hearings in which we have some people present and those who do not wish to be present come by Zoom. But given that this is a public hearing, I think I am going to just keep this all remote for the convenience of everyone. Is there anyone that it is best for them or preferable to appear in person that wants to note that now for the appeal hearing? The rezone hearing will be all remote. All right, hearing none, the entire hearing will be remote. Thank you all for your time. I'll get a pre-hearing order with instructions and these dates out to you. Look forward to receiving your motion responses and otherwise seeing you at the rezone hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.